Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. One of the world's largest rowing events is underway on the Charles River. It's the Head of the Charles, featuring more than 11,000 athletes from around the world. Tens of thousands of spectators will cheer on the rowers and take in the festive scene along the riverbanks in Cambridge and Boston this weekend. And for the second year in a row, they'll get a chance to root for members of the Ukrainian national rowing team. The team has continued training and competing since Russia launched its war against Ukraine in February of last year. Most recently, they trained in Bulgaria, Spain, and Croatia. We went out with members of the women's team as they practiced for this weekend's regatta. Two of their coaches from home are helping them navigate the notoriously intense Charles River course. One of the rowers is Natalia Dovgochko. She's from Kyiv, and she happens to be an Olympic gold medalist. She says she's grateful to be here.
This competition like holiday for us, because lots of people
It's like celebration. She means celebration. It's a celebration, yes. Of rowing. It's like big festival.
Big event, yes.
That's Andriy Ivanchuk helping to translate. He helped to bring the Ukrainian national team here. He's from Ukraine and he used to row on the team. Now he's the head crew coach at Simmons University in Boston. Ivanchuk and Dovgochko say it means so much for the Ukrainian team to be welcomed and supported in their host cities of Boston and Cambridge when life at home has changed so much.
People lost their homes in one moment, have to run away from the war. So, and when they meet here, such a warm and kind hosting, that's where you can see, United States stayed with us.
How important is it to you to compete at a high level and try to win versus just being here representing Ukraine?
I think it's great to compete on these competitions because Boston, like a city of sport and city of rowing.
Do you want to try to win or is it more about just being here?
No, we try to win.
Dovgochko's biggest supporters aren't here to cheer her on, and she's used to that. When the war started last year, she was at training camp in Turkey, frantically worried about her husband and young son back home.
Our families, our friends are there, and you don't know what to do. And when you call to your family and they don't know what to do, they sit at home and say everything too loud. It's a real lot of bombs, lots of scary times. Autumn and winter, we were in Ukraine a long time. We had port camps you don't have holiday because you sit by two walls in your apartment and Russian rockets under your head moves and you don't
are going overhead.
Yes.
What is it like for you to be away from your family, training and competing when this is going on, war right at home?
It's harder to be out from country and you worry all time about your family. When you in country with your family, you may be more
you feel better when you, even like this is not safe place, but this is family. The family give the energy to went through these things.
Is the war top of mind, right in your mind when you're here rowing, or does it fade when you're out on the water?
Коли ти на воді, ти забуваєш про війну чи так само думаєш про неї?
Last year, all time you think about it. This year, when you see налажена схема там дома, як говориться там.
Like this year, they already kind of get back the routine, you know, like kind of normal life. So in this moment, like this year, she says she feels easier to be in the boat and don't think about what's going on, like to stay like with the boat and with the team.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend? I know you said it's the celebration. What do people do when they see your uniforms, Ukraine?
When we compete last year, we row and everybody says Slava Ukraina, and we know that we must to say Heroim Slava, but it was hard.
While you're rowing.
Yes, while we're competing.
Yes. Focus.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much for talking with me. Thank you. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That was Andriy Ivanchuk, who's from Ukraine and is the head coach of the crew team at Simmons University in Boston, and Natalia Dovgodchko, a member of the Ukrainian national rowing team. A men's boat from the Ukrainian national team will also compete in the head of the Charles.